It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. School buildings will remain closed through at least the end of the month because of the coronavirus outbreak. Now, school districts must decide how they'll go forward teaching students in Iowa while they stay home. IPR's Grant Gerlach is here to explain how some schools are dealing with this situation. Grant, what are schools trying to figure out?
Well, the Iowa Department of Education gave school districts a deadline. By tomorrow, they have to report what kind of distance learning they'll be doing going through at least the end of April. And they basically have three options. They can take a voluntary approach, which means they would provide optional classes or learning materials for everyone who wants them. They can make distance learning mandatory, which means they would make it available to everyone and make sure everyone gets it in one form or another. As long as they provide voluntary or mandatory learning, they will not have to make up those days on the school calendar, and that's a big incentive. But there's an important difference between those two. If schools decide to make distance learning mandatory, it must be as close to normal school as possible. And that means assignments will be graded, they'll keep track of attendance, they can give credits, and every student must be able to participate.
What are school districts deciding to do? I mean, why would you choose one over the other then?
Well, with more than 300 public school districts across the state, every school is going to have its own twist on things. But here are a couple examples to show the issues that are coming up. Let's start with Linmar, which is a fast-growing district on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. They're going to divide the grades, so distance learning will be voluntary preschool through eighth grade, but it will be mandatory for high school students. So the high schoolers will go to classes in the morning through video conferencing, and Superintendent Shannon Bisgard says to do that, every student has to have a computer and internet access to start with, which fit with the high school because they'd already put one of those pieces in place.
Our high school is a one-to-one building, so every student has a laptop and a device that they brought home before spring break in anticipation that this may happen.
Bisgard says they still have to work out internet access for some students, but Linmar and other districts that have provided laptops and iPads are definitely ahead of the curve when it comes to moving classes online.
Maybe so, but I mean, like, not every school district does that or even can afford to.
No, so it makes a big difference. Let's take another example. Clark Community Schools is in southern Iowa. They're going to go the voluntary route for the whole district. There will be online lessons available, but Superintendent Steve Side says it became clear that internet access in particular was going to be a major barrier to making lessons mandatory.
We're sending out a paper copy survey as we hand out meals to try and get as clear of indication of the availability of internet to our families, but we know that there are some without.
Schools and teachers are trying to provide as much as they can, as quickly as they can. At Des Moines Public Schools, which is the state's largest district, more than 30,000 students, they're beginning with a voluntary plan, but they're also going grade by grade, starting with seniors, to give out computers and provide internet to everyone who needs it. The plan is to make online learning mandatory at the high school level as soon as all students are connected. And in many cases, voluntary and mandatory learning may not look that different. The difference may just be whether they can ensure that every student has equal access.
One point to get here before we wrap up. There are many additional challenges for students that are learning English and maybe students in special education. What are schools doing for them?
Yeah, well, if schools are going the voluntary route, they at least have to provide some alternative to what a student would be doing in school if a family wants it. Under the mandatory plan, though, they have to make sure those students are receiving instruction one way or another. Cindy Yellick is the chief administrator of the Great Prairie Area Education Agency, which covers southeast Iowa. She says all of that's easier said than done because for some students it may be a small change, maybe give some extra reading or speech materials. But she says other students count on one-on-one instruction with a teacher.
For our kids that are visually impaired, a lot of them have mobility goals that are teaching them how to get around a community. Obviously, in this time when we're encouraging people to stay home and not do that, I mean, you're looking at a very different kind of goal.
There's also concern about how all of this will impact the achievement gap in Iowa. And the people I talk to say when students do go back to school, whether that's next month or perhaps next fall, schools are going to have to figure out where students are and how to help them catch up for the lost time.
Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach, thank you.
You're welcome.